Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
What you're about to hear is a program that is geared more for parents than it is for young children. In fact, if you have any kids listening with you right now, you might want to go straight to our website at homeward.com so you can review the program on your own.
If you give respect as a gift, I think men are going to respond positively and give you the love that you need.
I love him for the man that he almost is.
Surely your husband does something that you could consider to be respectable.
Did you just spank me?
No.
Mm-mm. Are you sure? Because I felt like you just swatted me.
No, I have a little crick in my wrist. You just felt that little, I was just...
Yeah.
Time to start being a man.
I am a man!
From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. You heard some rather playful exchanges there, but the love and respect combination makes for a very, very strong marriage. The question before us today is, if you're a wife and you're having a hard time figuring out your husband, you're saying, gosh, I'd really love to show him more respect. I'd really like to let him know how different ways he can show his love for me, but I just don't understand him. Well, guess what? You're in luck today. Rick Johnson is with us for part two of a continuing conversation on a wife's guide to understanding her husband. And be with us at the close of the program today. We'll have information on Rick's book and also some other materials that you can use to improve the quality of communication in your marriage relationship. And now with part one of today's program, here's Dr. Jim Burns. Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Rick Johnson with us. It's a continuing conversation. We're talking about a book that he wrote called The Marriage of Your Dreams. It's actually a woman's guide to understanding her man. Yes, we are going to help you women understand men. It's not easy. Well, at the same time, some of us men would say, women, you're a little bit more complicated than we are. And we really do want to please you, but we don't do relationships or communication very well. Rick, welcome to the broadcast.
Thanks, Jim.
Great to have you from Gresham, Oregon. Here you are. Sitting in my office. We're not even in a studio, and it's just a great little conversation we're having. You've written some great books, Better Dad, Stronger Sons, Becoming Your Spouse's Better Half. The Man Whisperer is one of my favorites. It seems like I've read now most of your books, and we've had you on the broadcast before, but this book really intrigued me, and I like it a lot. And one of the chapters that really struck me was actually the chapter, surprising, two guys talking about this, the S word, sexuality. And I think a lot of times women actually think that men want them to look like Barbie.
Mm.
And men do have eyes, and we do tend to be more focused on that kind of thing. But you said in your book that actually men aren't just looking for the Barbie body.
That was very interesting. All of the research that I did, the studies that I did, the surveys with men that I did, physical characteristics actually fell pretty low on the list. They were more interested in things like attitude, like compatibility.
You said men look at women's eyes.
Yeah, and I think that's very true. I think if you've ever had a woman look you in the eyes, it's pretty enchanting when you think about it. A lot of the women I think that I've talked to were frustrated with what they considered, what our culture promotes us to be, this Barbie image, and they didn't feel that they could live up to it, and they were very frustrated by that. And the truth is that I don't think men have those expectations. I think women put those expectations on themselves, along with our culture. Most men, I think, as long as they're... Now, it is important, I think, to a man that a woman puts some effort into trying to look her best for her husband, especially if she works. A lot of women will look their best when they go out into the workplace, and then they come home and they never do anything to get fixed up for their husband, and that can be a bit frustrating.
To be fair on this, men are maybe even worse at this.
Yeah, that's a whole nother book that I can't get anybody interested in, but yeah, I think absolutely men are probably worse than women. But I think the effort alone is right. important.
So you're saying effort is more important than, you know.
Yeah, you know what? If you didn't look like Barbie when we married you, we certainly don't expect you to look like Barbie 10 years later and two kids later.
Barbie doesn't look like Barbie.
Barbie doesn't look like Barbie.
In fact, we had here in our studio a while back an incredible woman who's become a friend of ours here at Homeward, who was actually the Barbie, the 25th anniversary Barbie for, she was an Armani model. And she said they had to fix her up and then actually, you know, do the photoshopping and whatnot for her. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. She was the model Barbie, and she wasn't even Barbie.
Yeah.
You know, and the Barbie, even when you look at measurements and things like that, but yet a lot of women play the comparison game and think that's what men are most interested in.
In fact, it's almost physically impossible for a woman to look like Barbies. So, I think, you know, if men are initially attracted to physical characteristics, but I think very quickly a woman's personality, a woman's the way she carries herself, the integrity that she has. You know, I have a lot of women that are like, well, how do I find a man of integrity? Be a woman of integrity. You'll find a man of integrity.
Now you say that, and yet at the same time in your book, you said that for a man, his sexuality is the center of his universe.
Well, I think especially when they're young, when you get to be my age, it's probably a little bit lower on the list behind food or something like that. But
I'm not even going to go there. I am not, Roger, I am not even going to go there. Oh, dear. Rick, go ahead.
But, I think sex is important to a man, and that's part of women needing to recognize what a man's needs are. I think a lot of women think that sex is just a physical need that men have, and it's actually much more than that.
Well, you called it a conversation. You said a wife needs to understand that for a man, sex is like conversation to a woman.
Well, and I think, again, that's because how a man feels loved is if he's having his physical needs met. Women tend to draw intimacy, draw closeness with their partners by verbal communication. They process emotions. Men even solve problems through sexual activity. I mean, that's what, you know, a woman can heal a man just by if we're being wounded by the world. She has the physical ability to even heal those wounds for a man.
That's fascinating. You said not being intimate with your man or withholding sex is the same as if you stop talking altogether.
Yeah, and I think, again, that is how fundamentally core that is to the psychological and emotional well-being of a man is the same with a woman.
Do you think women understand that early on?
I don't think they do. I think intrinsically they don't understand that. Again, most of them that I talk to think it's just a physical need. Oh, we'll get over it. You know, it's just but it's not. It's really much deeper than that. And you will notice that men that aren't getting their physical needs, it affects every aspect of their life, their work, their attitude, their behaviors. And I think it's the same way as if a woman is being ignored. If she's not getting her needs met through romance, through conversation, through those types of things by her husband, it affects every area of her life.
You know, you said something in your book that I thought was interesting. You said 25% of women actually have a stronger libido than men.
Mm-hmm.
And so for those women who have that stronger libido, they're feeling the same way that you've just described a man's needs.
I was very surprised to hear that research, but I saw it in several areas. And I think those women, especially when they're hearing their sisters and other women complain all the time about how much they're being pestered by their husbands, probably feel a little less loved, maybe.
Yeah, maybe even rejected.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, one of the other things that I thought was so interesting is you said that men have an incredible need for respect and admiration. And I think that's hard for a woman because, you know, even the Bible says, you know, love your wives, women respect your husbands. And yet, you know, I always say a sinner marries another sinner and you have sinnerlings.
Mm.
And, you know, there you go. So you're, you know, you have this this aspect that, you know, it's hard to respect, but yet that's what a man needs. He needs respect and admiration. What kind of advice do you give to a woman?
Yeah, I think a man needs love, admiration, and respect even more than love, probably most of the time.
Yeah.
There's been some very interesting studies that have shown groups of men asked, would you prefer to live your life being loved but unrespected or respected and unloved? And 85%, I think, was the number, would rather be respected and unloved. And I think for women, it's just the opposite, that they crave love. They would rather have that. And so, you know, I think as a woman, if you want to show your husband that you love him, you show him respect.
Now, what do you do when, you know, a man needs respect, but some men don't deserve respect?
Mm-hmm. And I get that question a lot from women. How do I, my husband hasn't acted in ways that are respectful. And I think, you know, I tell women a number of different things, but one of them is surely your husband does something that you could consider to be respectful. But the other thing is, I think it was Gary Smalley had a very interesting comment on honor. And he said that honor was not something you earned, but it was a gift that somebody gave to you. And I'm not sure that respect isn't the same way, is that if you have to earn it, it's feedback. And if you give on, if you give respect as a gift, I think men are going to respond positively and give you the love that you need. My wife tells women all the time, you have to meet your husband's needs before he'll meet your needs. It's just the way men are wired. Doesn't make it right or wrong, but it seems to be true. If you look at men throughout civilization, we were the providers. If we were wounded, if we were ill, we couldn't hunt, which meant everybody got sick and died. And so we are used to having our needs met first so that we can meet other people's needs.
Let's talk about men needs versus women needs. What do you see as some of the primary needs of men besides this that maybe sometimes women don't understand because they have other needs?
Well, and again, you know, respect and admiration and the physical aspects, I think, are two huge things on the list. But there are other things. As men, we typically don't take very good care of ourselves. Left to our own devices, we eat way too much pizza and cheeseburgers and don't go to the doctor like we're supposed to. I have women all the time complain that what big babies their husbands are when they're sick and they have to take care of them. But, you know, that's a need that we have, I think, to be nurtured. I think a woman's nurturing ability is just something that really men crave. And it's not something that we even maybe don't even recognize sometimes. And so for a woman to care about us, I think is a hugely important thing for a man.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's good. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Rick Johnson is with us. He's written an excellent book called The Marriage of Your Dreams. When we come back, we're going to talk about emotions. Sometimes women want us to be emotionally connected, and we're saying, get emotionally connected with your girlfriends. You know, we don't go there, and yet Rick tells us that's important. We'll be right back. Don't go away. I'm Jim Burns. You're listening to Homeward.
Everything you wanted to know if you're a wife trying to figure her husband out, you're getting all those questions answered today here on the Homeward broadcast. A Wife's Guide to Understanding Your Husband is our theme. You can download this program. Actually, here's how you can get that information. Just podcast along with us. We stream audio at homeward.com. You can get the podcast going by going to homeward.com, hitting the podcast button. It'll redirect you to our site on iTunes, and then you can sign up and start your free subscription today. You'll never miss another moment of the Homeward Daily program when you go to homeward.com and get the podcast going. So start that podcast subscription today.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Burns. Great conversation today with Rick Johnson, A Woman's Guide to Understanding Her Man. He's written a book called The Marriage of Your Dreams, founder of Better Dads. It's an organization designed to empower men to lead and serve in their families and communities. We'll have a link to their website on our website today. He's a popular speaker, best-selling author of many books. One of my favorite books is Better Dads, Stronger Sons. It's an older book, but boy, was that a good book for me. And actually, I have daughters, but it was really still helpful for me as a dad, as a parent. Rick and his wife, Suzanne, have two adult children. They make their home in Gresham, Oregon. Good to have you with us as we're
Thanks,
talking.
Thanks, Jim.
You know, I wanted to jump into the idea of emotions. It seems like that's kind of almost stereotypical that, you know, men aren't in touch with their emotions. Women are much more emotional creatures. And a lot of times I think women don't understand that how men do emotions. So help any of our women listeners understand it and then help some of the men listeners that aren't aware of that word. It's like a new word for them, emotions.
Yeah. Well, biologically, the way our brains are created, you know, women are able to use both hemispheres of their brain much more proficiently than males can. So first of all, we can't process emotions very well or very easily. There is one emotion, though, that we're very comfortable with as males, and that's the emotion of anger. And actually, a lot of men use anger as a secondary emotion. They use it as an emotion to cover other emotions. For instance, emotions like humiliation, vulnerability, even pain can be considered, I would say, unmanly for a lot of men to feel. For instance, if you hit your thumb with a hammer, what's the average man's response? It's to get angry. Well, anger is not a logical response to pain, okay? But a lot of men, I think, instantly cover that. I'll give you a quick example. When I was growing up, alcoholic home, very physical, emotionally violent, a loud noise was guaranteed to provoke a negative emotion from a hungover parent. So to this day, a loud noise that startles me causes a fight or flight response. And because I'm a man, I don't get afraid. I get angry. Okay. And so I told my kids that growing up, you know, if you come up and startle dad, I'm going to get angry. Well, so what did they do? They spent a good amount of time sneaking up behind me, trying to startle me, you know, kind of like poking a bear with a stick. But that's how I think a lot of times we don't, it's not a conscious act. It's an unconscious act. And we will cover. So if a woman feels that her husband is very angry, maybe he's inadvertently feeling disrespected, humiliated at work, all sorts of different things that can trigger this emotion of anger. And when I talk to moms about boys, I tell them, you know, it's a good time not when they're angry, but maybe later on to talk to them and say, you know, what was it that led up to that? What were you feeling? And actually help them walk through it, because as males, we're not able to process those feelings of emotions very well.
How do women get that need met?
The need for emotion?
Yeah, for emotional connection.
Well, again, I think that as men, we have to be taught. That's not something that we're taught growing up. You know, dad doesn't take you out back in the garage and say, son, I'm going to tell you how to deal with your emotions and how to meet a woman's emotional needs. You know, that's just not something that we're comfortable talking about. But I think a woman that can, my wife did something that I think was brilliant, to help. She said it was to help my son, but I think it was probably to help me as well. There's these pretty common pieces of paper, and they have a whole bunch of different faces on them, and each face has a different look on it, and it has the emotion written below it. Well, she put that on her refrigerator door. Well, how many times do you think my son and I are getting in the refrigerator every day? Quite a few times, and I'm looking at this, you know, 20 times a day, and I think by osmosis, if nothing else, it helped me to understand better what emotions I was feeling. So I think, again, as women are so much more gifted intuitively with emotions, to they can help to teach their husbands how to understand that. Should be
now,
very helpful.
Now, you talked about, and we did it almost in jest, that, you know, no dads are taking their kids, you know, someplace and saying, let's talk about emotions. Actually, if a dad is doing better than the previous generation, it would really be a good thing for a dad to teach their sons kind of how to understand the opposite sex, or actually how to work through some of the emotional issues. I mean, don't you think?
It would be a great idea, but even better idea, and we alluded to this earlier, was that a dad modeled that.
Yeah.
Because, again, with boys in particular, actions speak louder than words. So if we're seeing our dad meeting his wife's emotional needs, we're going to instinctively be able to do that as even more so than if our father were to sit down and have a talk with us
about
it.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I had a situation this week with Kathy where I didn't realize I disrespected her, but in front of my daughter, I kind of put Kathy down. And I have this kind of humor where I kind of made fun of her a little bit. Didn't realize I was doing it almost in a loving manner. And later I realized it. And I went up to Kathy and I said, you know, Kathy, I think I disrespected you in front of Christy. And I really am apologizing for that, because I think you took that wrong. I didn't mean to. You know, it wasn't a thing in anger as much as it was just me being a smart aleck, you know, whatever. And she said, you know, I know you did that. And yeah, it made me frustrated, but I think you should tell Christy that. And I thought it was interesting that my wife said, and I was like, I wasn't going to say that to Christy. And Christy got a smile out of it. You know how a kid can, you know, kind of. And so I went to Christy and I said, you know, Christy, I kind of disrespected your mom. She just said, oh, no, Dad, that was just funny. That wasn't a big deal. Mom should have gotten over that. And I said, no, I disrespected your mom. And later Kathy said, you know what, that may be more beneficial for Christy than any of the other stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
And I didn't see it as that. You know, I thought, fine, I need to make it right with Kathy. And truly, I stepped over the overboard and used her, my humor at her expense in some ways. But I think that's a good lesson for a lot of us. And I don't think about that naturally, that I'm doing a lesson for my kids.
Right. Well, and it's very interesting that you bring up. I had a very interesting conversation with a single mom a while back. And she had been in a relationship where she had been being abused. And now her children are a little bit older, and she had a really good relationship with her daughter, but her son was being very disrespectful to her. And I said, well, you know, here's the deal, is the way that your children internalize that it's a male-female issue, your daughter probably respects you because you were able to overcome being abused and those types of things, but your son probably has lost respect for you because he saw that you were allowing yourself to be abused. And so, again, the things that are modeled for us, just males and females, we internalize those things a lot differently.
You actually have a story. I think you were speaking in where San Antonio, you're sitting with your wife at a nice dinner, and all of a sudden things got cold. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, my wife and I had, we'd had a great time in San Antonio. We were down at the river walk down there, and we were sitting at a nice sidewalk restaurant in the dark with the lights and just having a great romantic dinner. And there was a table behind us, and there was a young woman. I've never seen her. To this day, I've never seen her. I don't know what she looks like, but she had a wonderful laugh, and she kept laughing all the time. And I wasn't really paying attention, and I just kind of offhandedly made a comment to my wife, "Oh, that woman's got a great laugh, doesn't she?" I didn't think anything about it, and it got frigid instantly in the entire place. And I must have broke some unspoken law that women have, that, you know, I was peripherally aware of another woman in the room during a romantic moment or something. But she got up and stomped off back to the hotel with me trailing behind, trying to do damage control as poorly as possible. But I've since, you know, the infamous San Antonio incident, but I've since talked to her about it. And apparently, yeah, there is some unspoken rule that I didn't know about that you're not supposed to even be aware of. And every woman I tell that story to is like aghast that I would even admit that I did something that horrendous. But I think it's important for men and women both. You know, we bring baggage into our relationships from the way we were raised and things like that, for us to talk about those unspoken rules before you get into a situation like the San Antonio incident.
One writer summed up the essence of the ideal husband-wife relationship in describing her courtship this way: "When I knew I wanted to be with him for the rest of my life, I chased him until he caught me."
Ooh. Yeah, my wife says that actually. That's very interesting. I think, you know, my son had asked me how he was going to know when the right woman come along. And I borrowed a line from the Jack Nicholson movie about that: you'll want to be a better man. I mean, when that woman comes along, she will make you want to be a better man. And we've been talking to our daughter a lot about the type of husband that she should be. She should be gaga about this guy. She should want to be with him. She should respect him. And I think those kinds of things are important for sons and daughters to recognize ahead of time before they get into relationships.
So what I hear you saying, and we don't have much time left, but you're saying a man has a need to pursue and a woman has a need to be pursued. I think that's how you said it.
I think it's politically incorrect to say that, but I absolutely think it is. I think men, for thousands of years, we've hunted and we chase, and that's what we do. And I think relationships that are probably healthy today are ones where the husband pursued the wife and the wife enjoys to be pursued. Women enjoy to be pursued.
Right.
It makes them feel loved and cherished.
You know, it's interesting that you say it's not necessarily politically correct, and I understand where you're coming from, but at the same time, once that takes place, then it's a lifelong process of pursuing and loving and caring and affirming and all of that and wanting to be that way. And what I hear you saying is that men approach this differently. Women need to understand from a man's standpoint sometimes. Men definitely need to understand from a woman's standpoint. You know, kind of gets down to some communication process. And sometimes it gets down to reading a good book, and I think your book's great. So thanks for being with us
much. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
Roger.
Well, we are so grateful to have Rick Johnson in studio with us today. Always grateful when Rick stops by. And this has been a great conversation about A Wife's Guide to Understanding Your Husband. The Marriage of Your Dreams is Rick's book. Rick has so many different books out, and Jim recommends all of them. Best thing to do is to go to homeward.com if you're not there already. Go to the broadcast listing there, and when you see Rick's name, just click onto it, take you right to his website. You can learn more about his resources there. And now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening. Join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.